The legislators representing 18 different countries are part of a group called the Global Legislators Organization for a Balanced Environment, or GLOBE. The group is establishing a commission to develop specific policy proposal suggestions for world leaders to help them better understand the long-term costs associated with the destruction of natural resources. According to Ian Johnson, chairman of the International Commission, new scientific and economic tools are enabling researchers to calculate more accurately the actual monetary costs associated with ecosystem destruction. And the results are staggering. According to a recent study, an estimated $2 to $5 trillion of natural resources are lost each year just due to deforestation, and overfishing is costing the world $50 billion annually.
One of the things that we do now understand is there is tremendous value, economic, financial value, in managing our natural capital, our natural resources worldwide in a much better way than we have done.
Johnson says that each year in which serious action is not taken is a year lost. But he expresses confidence that when world leaders see the stark economic statistics combined with specific policy proposals, the issue will receive the attention it deserves.
Time isn't on our side. Time is running out. But if we take actions, we can correct what we're doing to our Earth. But it will require legislation. It will require regulation. It will require financing. And I think our politicians and our parliamentarians from around the world can be great advocates for pushing the kind of legislation that will enable that.
Among the policy steps discussed by the Commission is the creation of an international payment scheme designed to protect tropical forests. Under the proposal, the price of timber from these areas will include the product's overall value to the ecosystem, such as the resource's carbon-storing capabilities. The Commission will also prioritize proposing policy solutions to salvage diminishing fish stocks worldwide. The legislators suggested that although the issue of climate change receives more headlines, the crisis of eroding ecosystems is just as serious of an emergency. Bob Mills, an advisor to the commission, says that in fact the destruction of wooded ecosystems is strongly impairing the planet's abilities to slow a changing climate. He says that African leaders should be among the most concerned with the commission's findings since the continent will receive the brunt of the impact from the ecosystems and climate shifts.
I think probably Africa will feel the implications most and will be least able to adapt to the changes that are happening. So whether it's the moving of the deserts, whether it's the lack of water, it will be the poorer countries that will be most impacted and unable to respond.
African countries represented by legislators at the meeting included South Africa, Cameroon, and Ghana. Alan Boswell for VOA News, Nairobi.